In the wake of continued suicide bombings, Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has come under widespread criticism for failing to move quickly enough on a security fence between Israel and the West Bank. The project envisions a 225-mile fence to wall off Palestinians in the West Bank from Israel, but after 3 months, only 120 feet have been completed. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report.
Just north of the Jenin refugee camp, tractors grade the ground along a short portion of the so-called Green Line, the pre-1967 border between Israel and the West Bank. Danny Attar, the mayor of Gilboa and a leading proponent of the fence, doesn't complain about where the work's begun, even though his own town is not initially covered.
It's because from here to Hadera, 85% of suicide bombers have come through this area. So it's okay to start it here.
But Attar caused an uproar this week when he pointed out how slowly the government is moving. At this rate, he estimates it will take decades to finish the fence. Complete with sensors, lighting, and cameras, the construction of the 225-mile fence will cost more than $365 million. But so far, the government has funded and authorized only a first phase of 60 miles. And after 3 months, a short span of flimsy wire is all that Sharon has to show. Back in his office, Danny Attar drags out maps. As the spokesman for all the Israeli towns which lie along the Green Line, he says unless Israel completes the fence, and quickly, it will be useless.
Each day that the fence is delayed in being built, we're exposing ourselves to more danger.
Israel's predicament continues to worsen. In 1999, the year before the current intifada, 12 bombs were discovered or detonated in Israel. In the first 6 months of this year, there were 465. Israeli casualties have jumped from 68 in the first 6 months of last year to 238 in the first 6 months of this year. It's a measure of fear that what a year ago might have seemed an unlikely idea is now widely popular among Israelis. Danny Attar sees the wall as a way to cool tempers.
I think that anybody with, you know, some logic can understand that if there is a fence, it can bring back stability to the area, things will be much calmer, and then we'll be able to go back to the negotiating table. This is an international interest, to bring back quiet and to prevent this area from going into turmoil and maybe a comprehensive war.
At a restaurant in the Israeli town of Hadera, a target of suicide bombers, 25-year-old Ayal Hamous wants a fence, though for different reasons.
Okay, maybe I do also have another thought. In a sense, they're kind of like animals. It's kind of like a zoo. When you cage them up, then they can't come and attack you. Maybe this way it's better that they're like caged in, kind of like animals.
Settlers and some right-wing Israelis oppose the idea. Avi Avram says his views about Palestinians have become much more extreme over the past 2 years.
I wouldn't have a fence. I would kick them out of here. I don't think the fence is going to help. We're going to feel like we're in jail. And they can always go over the fence, or they can bomb the fence. So that's my view.
Others worry the security fence could eventually become a political line, the basis for an agreement in which Israel gives up the West Bank and returns to the pre-67 borders. Though Prime Minister Ariel Sharon insists this is just a security line, Ron Nachman, the mayor of Ariel, a large Israeli settlement, fears if the fence is built, his community in the West Bank will be locked out of Israel now and forever. He argues military action is the only way to deal with the Palestinians.
The proper way is to send out of the territories all the management and the leadership of those terrorists. I don't care if he belongs to the Hamas or Jihad Islamic or the PLO or Tanzim. That's the same.
Proponents of the fence embarrassed the government this week. Under popular pressure, Sharon has pledged weekly progress reports. Danny Attar plans to make sure Sharon lives up to this promise. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Jerusalem.